to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. Hope your day is starting well, and we want to start it the best way possible by taking some time with God, with the Bible open in front of us, and just listen to what He has to say to us. So why don't you just pause right now, whatever you're doing, just focus your mind for a moment and say, God, if you have something to say to me today, I'm listening. I want to read again the same passage I read yesterday out of the Bible and just draw some more truths out of it. We're talking about this theme of trusting God. It says, "And on that day, when evening had come, Jesus said to them, 'Let us go over to the other side.' And leaving the multitude, they took him along with them just as he was in the boat, and other boats were with him. And there arose a fierce gale of wind, and the waves were breaking over the boat so much that the boat was already filling up." It's a pretty fierce storm. "And he himself was in the stern, in the back of the boat, asleep on the cushion. And they awoke him and said to him, 'Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? We're dying here.' And being aroused, he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Hush, be still.' And the wind died down, and it became perfectly calm. And he said to them, 'Why are you so timid? How is it that you have no faith?' And they became very much afraid and said to one another, 'Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?'" Now, you know something? The situation that those disciples were in, they were pretty scary situations. What was going on? These were seasoned fishermen. They lived their lives on the sea. And here's a storm that's so fierce that they themselves are terrified. They feel like they are already dying. They wake Jesus up in this panic. "Don't you care? We're dying. The boat's filling up. The waves were threatening to wash them overboard. It's already dark. The wind's fierce. They can't even tell which way they're going. The boat's filling up." Can you remember a time in your life when things were falling apart, but God brought you through it? I remember times like that, numerous times in my life, when God has brought me through awful situations. Do you know, having come through those situations with God, it gives me a peace in my heart, an assurance that He'll help me with whatever I might be facing now. And the same is true for you. If you have not trusted God and you've suffered through those experiences, it might make you fearful. But I want to tell you, if you will trust God and honor and obey Him in whatever circumstances you're in, you will find Him to be faithful, someone you can trust. And then next time something comes along, you'll be able to look back on this, and it'll be a foundation for your faith. You start with the little things in your life, and you trust God in those things. Then when the big things come, you have built that solid foundation. What do you need to trust God with today? I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.